Bradford here with an update for this episode. I'm just putting this little revision in the intro because last Saturday, as of right now, the February 22nd, we had the free giveaway of the Kindle book, How Not to Sail. That is no longer the case, but it is for a limited time still just $2.99, which is much less than the regular $6.99. So I'd encourage you to go grab that while you can at hownottosail.com/book. Everything else in this listener questions bonus episode is as it was, except for the price. And I still could use your kind 5-star reviews, and I really appreciate you listening. But let's get this sucker underway, shall we? One very frequent question that I've gotten recently, and it's a good question, it comes from, among others, from William. And William asks, how often are you going to do the audio podcast? And the honest answer is, as often as I can. But please know this, I am very committed to the audio podcast. Between audio and video and writing and all that good stuff, I'd have to say audio is my first love. After all, I've been a musician since I was about 4. And rumor has it that somebody must have messed up and let me into the recording academy. I'm sure they'll be fixing that oversight soon. With all this audio background, I figured I could do an episode every week. But it quickly became apparent that that was not going to happen. So I thought, every 2 weeks. I can do every 2 weeks. And that has not happened. It's been more like about an average of every month. But we've got the YouTube channel launched now at hownottosail.com/YouTube. And we've got the book launch today. So those things are well on the way. I guess you could say I also have had some stuff going on in the family and making the donuts departments. But so do you. So I'm not going to say anything about all that. So the short story is I am aiming for every 2 weeks for a season one episode. If you've seen the YouTube channel at hownottosail.com/YouTube, you'll know that the banner says, new episodes most Fridays at noon. That's pretty much the approach I'm going to take here on the audio podcast too. Just know that I'm going to get them out as fast as I can, that I am committed to it, and I'm going to try and get them every other week, preferably on Friday morning. But just hang with me, I really do appreciate it, and I'm gonna keep them coming. Our next question is from, and I apologize, I don't know if it's Dina or Deanna, but I'm gonna say Deanna, and please let me know if I'm wrong, direct messaged me on the Twitter and asked, what is your favorite cruising ground? Oh. Well, Deanna, I'm gonna have to say, in general, Southwest Florida. The water's warm, the sun's nice, and it's a lot more forgiving of running aground. Not that I've ever done that. As far as exact places, that's gonna be tough. I really love my home port, Gulfport. I guess it's my home port. My hailing port on the back of JC Sail says Atlanta, but if you've been to Atlanta, you know it's landlocked. And the boat was formerly on Lake Lanier before we hauled her down to St. Pete and changed the name officially to JC Sails. So I guess you'd have to say that Gulfport, and that's Gulfport, Florida, right next to St. Pete, is one of my favorite places and definitely the one I hang out at the most. Beyond that, it's going to be pretty tough. I mentioned a lot of places in the book. I love Cabbage Key. I love Sanibel. I love Marathon, Key West, Dry Tortugas. Sailing to Cuba was definitely a cool adventure. Miami's okay, but I like Southwest Florida. Oh goodness, that's the music that means it's time to wrap this up for now, or else this mailbag episode will not appear on Saturday, which is now today. Be sure not to forget, the free download of How Not to Sail for your Kindle is today until midnight Pacific time, 3 a.m. Eastern, I believe, but don't cut it short. So if you don't have How Not to Sail the book already, head on over there right now to hownottosail.com/book Yeah, it's usually $6.99. That's not too bad, but why would you pay that if you don't have to? Feel free to tell a friend about it, and I would not be mad at all if you like it enough to write a nice 5-star rating and review on the Amazon there. If you have any constructive criticism, I'd love to hear that too, but maybe you can leave that on the private Facebook group at hownottosail.com/community. Like Mama said, if you don't have something nice to say, say it in the Facebook group, or something like that. Meanwhile, by the time you hear this, I may or may not have taken my laptop over to the cantina to finish editing and uploading this puppy. I appreciate you as always, and I'll see you on the next full episode of How Not to Sail. Screwing up is part of cruising. Let me show you how. Yarr.